The Commonwealth of Virginia suddenly has a problem with the Sabbath. The state legislature and the governor stripped away some old laws and inadvertently brought back to life some still older laws, which the laws they were repealing had modified. And so, it is now illegal in Virginia to make anyone in any industry work on the day that that worker regards as the day of rest. Some industries instantly sought a 90-day injunction, and they got one. On the phone from Falmouth, Virginia, is Bill Howell, Speaker of the Virginia House of Delegates. Mr. Speaker, how does a state government inadvertently bring the blue laws back?
Well, it's just one of those really embarrassing moments. The bill was going to take some archaic language out of the code. Simply was a one-sentence bill. It said the following sections of the Virginia Code are hereby repealed, and listed four sections, and unfortunately the fourth one should not have been repealed.
Uh-huh.
And that's the jam we're in now.
The problem seems to be here that in Richmond you don't so much make new laws as repeal old ones.
No, I wish we repealed more old ones. I wish we'd repeal some new ones. Heck, I wish the tax law had been repealed while we were at it.
So what exactly, then, is the status right now of the blue laws in the state of Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia?
Well, the blue laws haven't been enforced, and I believe they're probably unconstitutional. The law in question was the law that said an employer could insist that an employee work on Sunday or his Sabbath. That's been repealed. And so the law now says that if an employer makes an employee work on the Sabbath or his day of rest, the employer can be subject to fines and the employee can get triple pay. So that's quite a concern to the business community. And what happened today, several businesses petitioned the circuit court in the city of Richmond for a temporary restraining order, which was granted for 90 days. And the hope on a lot of our parts was that the court would find that the legislation was unconstitutional, both from a federal grounds as well as a state grounds. There are two issues involved. Unfortunately, the judge today indicated just from his comments that he wasn't sure they were unconstitutional, mm-hmm. and he wasn't going to look happily at this issue. And so I believe we're probably back to where I thought we were yesterday, and that is probably the governor's going to have to call a special session of the legislature to come in and fix this problem. We do have an injunction for 90 days, and so the immediate threat that a lot of businesses were concerned about on this coming Sunday is no longer a threat. But
now, Mr. Speaker, I understand why the owner or operator of a hotel or a fast food chain would be concerned about this, but what actually is wrong with a law that says that everyone in Virginia is entitled to a day of rest on which his boss can't schedule him to work?
Well, Virginia is what we call an employment at will state, where basically the employer has an awful lot of authority. He can fire someone because he doesn't like the way they comb their hair. But it's a system that's worked well in the Commonwealth for a long period of time. It's not abused. People are not made to work 7 days a week, and everybody does have their time off. But the concern that a lot of the businesses had, the Walmarts, the hotels, the King's Dominions, was that a lot of their people that ordinarily work on Sunday would then say, well, I'm not going to work on Sunday.
Now, so far as we know, this did not happen because anybody in the state capitol in Richmond was advocating this result. It just happened by accident.
Exactly.
But since it happened, have advocates popped up? That is, no Sabbatarians out there are urging this become permanent law.
Not that I'm aware of. And I think they would be in the minority.
That's Bill Howell, who is Speaker of the Virginia House of Delegates. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you. Bye.
She said.